Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now. I know who I play for. We've been walking the sacred road together, rebuking illusions, reclaiming wholeness, and remembering what it feels like to be at home in our own power. In the last episode, we did the wholeness audit. We faced the truth about where our energy was leaking, where we were overgiving, and where our peace was paying the price. But today, we step into the part that most people skip, letting go. Because you can't lead what you won't release. Leadership is not about holding everything together. It's about holding yourself steady while everything else transforms. It's the sacred art of surrender. And that's today's rebuke. You can't rise while clutching what's crumbling. Let me tell you the truth. Letting go used to terrify me. I thought if I released control, everything would fall apart. So I held tighter. I managed, micromanaged, overthought, and overfunctioned. I held on to people I'd outgrown because I didn't want to seem disloyal. I held on to systems that no longer worked because they were familiar. I even held on to outdated versions of myself because letting her go felt like losing identity. And then I would hear people say that phrase, let go and let God. And I'll be honest, I hated it because I'd ask, what does that even mean? And no one could give me a real answer. To me, it sounded like be okay with losing, like a pretty way of saying stop fighting for what you want. And I wasn't built to lose. I've always been a fighter, a builder, a doer. So I kept grinding, thinking surrender was the language of the defeated. But as Abraham Hicks says, words don't teach, experiences do. It would take me years and a lot of hard experiences to understand what letting go really means. Letting go doesn't mean giving up. It means giving over. It means you do all you can, everything within your integrity, your wisdom, your will. And then you let that be enough. Not just in words, not just lip service, but in your energy, in your spirit, in your nervous system. Letting go means practicing the feeling of satisfaction before the outcome arrives, because that's how vibration shifts. You can't manifest new beginnings from the frequency of it's not done yet. You have to learn what it feels like to be complete even as things unfold, to be satisfied before the evidence shows up, to say, I've done my part and mean it. That's the real meaning of let go and let God. It's the art of knowing when your part is finished and God's part begins. And it's not passive. It's powerful. It's an energetic handoff. It's trust in action. Because the truth is, leadership isn't about controlling outcomes. It's about aligning your energy so deeply with source that you stop needing to control them. You can lead because you've learned how to let. Let life, let grace, let goodness. Let the miracle move without your micromanagement. You see, once I understood that letting go and letting God wasn't about losing, it was about trusting that my part was enough, the word started to make more sense. Hebrews 12:1 says, "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." Lay aside every weight. Not drop it out of frustration. Lay it aside in faith, because some of what we call responsibility is really residue. Old energy we're still carrying just in case grace doesn't show up. When I used to hear that verse, I imagined throwing my hands up, letting it all go. But now I see the quiet instruction underneath. Run with patience. That's alignment language. It means keep your pace with God's timing. Do your part and then stop reaching into what's not yours to carry. Then Philippians 4:6-7 confirms it. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. That's not telling you to stop caring. It's teaching you how to care without collapsing. It's saying, make the request, offer the gratitude, and then let peace do the guarding. Let peace become your project manager. And Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. All things, even delays, detours, and disappointments. Not some, all. That's divine order in motion. So when I say I've learned to let go and let God, what I really mean is I've learned to do my part with precision and then step back with peace. I've learned to measure my leadership by how deeply I trust the process, not how tightly I control the pieces. Because laying aside the weight doesn't mean walking away from the work. It means walking away from the worry. And that's where true leadership begins. Neville Goddard said, assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled. That means the energetic work is to feel satisfied before the results appear. When you reach that currency, genuine satisfaction, you've already crossed the finish line in consciousness. Everything physical simply catches up to what's already true vibrationally. Florence Scovel Shinn called this the law of non-resistance. She wrote, nothing stands between man and his highest good but his own fear and doubt. Fear clings, doubt grips, but faith, real faith, opens. Faith says, I've done my part and that is enough. Abraham Hicks teaches that satisfaction is one of the most magnetic states in the universe. They say, you cannot be unsatisfied and expect the universe to bring you more to be satisfied about. Satisfaction is the signal of alignment. It tells Source, we're in harmony now. So when you say you've let go and let God, you're not giving up. You're giving over. You're handing the vibration to Source fully calibrated in gratitude. You're saying, I've tended my field and I trust the harvest to come in divine time. And metaphysically, that's when everything starts to move, because the universe doesn't respond to your words. It responds to your wavelength. If you're vibrating at frustration or impatience, you're sending out not yet. But when you vibrate at satisfaction, you're saying, it is done. Letting go is simply choosing the energetic posture of it is done. It's leadership through resonance, guiding reality by the vibration you hold, not the effort you exert. So tonight, when you finish your work, your prayer, your plan, don't rehearse the worry. Rehearse the satisfaction. Whisper to yourself, I've done my part. Let peace be the proof. That's the practice of divine leadership, being in the calm that commands creation. Now take a slow breath, place your hand over your heart, and whisper, I've done my part. Let this be your starting point. You're not here to perform surrender. You're here to experience it. Number one, what situations am I still trying to control, even though I've already done my part? Where am I gripping outcomes because I don't yet trust the unfolding? Number two, what does the phrase let go and let God mean to me now? How does it feel different from when I first heard it? What new meaning does it hold after everything I've learned about alignment? Number three, where do I equate letting go of losing? What am I afraid might happen if I stop pushing, managing, or forcing? Number four, what would it look like to lead from satisfaction instead of striving? How would I show up differently in my business, my relationships, or my creative work? Number five, when was the last time I felt deeply satisfied? Can I remember the sensations, the breath, the peace, the ease? What daily practices can help me recreate that feeling now? Number six, if I fully trusted that everything is always working together for my good, what would I release today? Number seven, what would my energy feel like if I allowed peace to be my proof? Write slowly. Don't rush to conclusions. This is not an exam, it's an exchange. Let each answer move through you like breath. And if emotion rises, that's good. That's release. You're making space for leadership to move in where control once lived. Here's the sacred rebuke. Control is counterfeit safety. Micromanagement is fear dressed as leadership. And overfunctioning is the nervous system's way of saying, I don't trust that I'm supported. But I am, and so are you. Letting go doesn't mean losing. It means letting the universe love you back. It means letting the blessing breathe. It means releasing what's complete so the next miracle can find room to land. Leadership isn't about gripping outcomes. It's about aligning energy. It's about knowing when your part is finished and being satisfied in that knowing. So say this with me, not from your mouth, but from your being. I have done my part, and that is enough. I release the need to prove my worth through performance. I allow peace to finish what effort began. I lead with clarity, not control. I trust divine timing more than my own deadlines. I practice satisfaction as sacred strategy. I let go with love and rise with grace. I am the calm that commands creation. I am the peace that produces power. I am the vessel through which divine order flows. Breathe in and feel your shoulders drop. Let the breath move through your body like evidence of trust. Because this is what let go and let God really means. to lead with open hands, to build without bracing, to rest without regret. So take one more deep breath and say it with me. I know who I play for. I let go so I can lead. And I am satisfied. Let that settle. That satisfaction, that's the vibration of sovereignty. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich. Stay rich in calm that commands creation, peace that produces power, and divine order that flows. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and eat food together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.